The following lecture by Trigueirinho, The New Life That Is Emerging, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in October 2008.
Nós recebemos instrução espiritual da hierarquia.
We receive spiritual teachings from the hierarchy of the planetary centers at the level of the soul and at the level of the spirit, which we call the monad.
Mas nós recebemos esse ensinamento nesses níveis elevados do
but we receive these teachings at the higher levels of our being,
arbítrio.
But our mind has free will.
Pode não se interessar por esses ensinamentos.
Our mind
pode não
may
ouvir.
Not be interested in those teachings and may fail to hear them. This can
porque
happen with our mental body
está muito
because our mind is very distracted with external
físico.
Things of the physical level.
Está muito comprometida
our mind
com
is committed to the struggle for survival.
As instruções espirituais
in this way,
que nós
the spiritual teachings we could be receiving at the level of the soul,
monada,
at the level of the monad, the spirit, do
então,
not reach our mind.
Nós sabemos internamente,
so we know many things internally,
delas.
But we are not aware of them.
Nós teríamos que estar pouco menos distraídos
we would have
com
to be a little less sidetracked by external matters, by the struggle for life. And we would have to pay a little more attention to what is going on within us in our deepest levels.
Nós vamos ver, por exemplo, a uma certa altura aqui,
for example, at a certain point,
de instrução que existem
we are going to talk about the centers of teaching that exist on the inner planes, which are unable to reach our human consciousness. So instead, they work on our higher levels, above our mind, because above one's mind, there is no free will. And above the mind, we are where we are really meant to be.
Conversar sobre uma pergunta.
We would like to talk
vocês
about a question.
Vocês estão se preparando para os dias que virão?
Are you really getting prepared for the coming times?
Vivendo das informações
or
are
you living in conformity with the information that you have
nelas,
received, that you have picked up,
mas,
and that you are thinking about? But what are you really doing that is practical in daily life, in keeping with all you have already
exemplo,
learned? For example,
situação mundial, esta situação
this
planetária
world situation, this planetary
todos,
situation
final,
that is evident to all
muitos
is an endmost
futuro,
situation.
É
many think
agora,
it is something that will only happen in the future, that it is not something for these times, and that it will be no more than an episode of the economy, which seems to have already been resolved by the banking system or the economy, etc. And they even think it will all be resolved. This is the beginning of a widespread hecatomb, a great slaughter, and there is no going back. There is a falsehood, there is a kind of misleading that the situation of the economy can be solved. But even though everyone knows there is no way out, they continue to lie.
Que não querem vê-la realmente, mas se alimentam de esperanças.
And at the same time, they do with the situation
assim
of the economy, which they don't really want to recognize, but they
agora.
Keep on fomenting expectations. They do with everything else. And in this way, they put off
mundo,
for tomorrow what
África,
they should be doing now. Others think that what
nós
they see happening, that that which is going on all over the world, mainly in Africa. We don't even know everything that is happening in Africa. If we knew, we would start to pray. We don't know everything that is happening there. We tend to remain in a fairly comfortable position because the things that are happening are out there. Because what is happening here is quite controllable, and we do not identify ourselves with the problems of others. But in reality, there is no such thing as our problems and the problems of others. We are so deluded, so unfocused, that we still do not sense the problem that is all over. Our attention is quite unfocused. We are very shallow. And we still have no feeling for what is happening in Africa. We have no empathy for what is happening in certain poverty-stricken areas of the planet. We are still not developed enough to be consciously aware of this. But our inner levels feel this because they are in touch with all of this. In reality, consciousness is one. And it is high time for us to be more empathetic towards things that are taking place. Because if we are not aware of what is going on in this external conscious world, if we are not interested in that, and if we are not cooperating in some way for this not to be the way it is, or if we are simply concerned only with our own life, as many people are, they are taken up with their own lives all day long, and when the day-to-day problems increase a little, they right away let go of everything and spend all their time dealing with problems. And when this occurs, all spiritual teaching, all that we are receiving from the hierarchy at this time does not descend. It reaches the mental level and stops. It does not descend. It stays on our inner levels. Some years ago, we were in the preparatory phase of our consciousness development. But now it is time to be very attentive and ready to experience new things, to live things we have never lived before. But for us not to go on being dormant and not become hypnotized to such an extent that we don't see anything beyond our problems, our affairs, our health, etc. Otherwise, all those inner experiences will not descend into our consciousness, and we will need these new things very much. Things out of the ordinary are going to begin to happen. Some will seem unbelievable. For example, great cities that are not near the coast will end up being covered by water, end up being covered by the sea. This seems unbelievable, but it could happen. This is because water, being a very flexible element, obeys certain laws that we still do not know. They say that water drains, that water flows downward. But when water obeys uncommon laws that we are still unaware of, water flows upward, water climbs mountains and floods a city that is not on the coast. Unbelievable, isn't it? For the ordinary mind, it is. It is for these things that we must be prepared. According to the propulsion that an ocean may receive at its deep level, waves that are unknown to us and that we have never seen can climb mountain ranges and ridges and flood a city that is inland. We are talking about an example of something that is unbelievable, but there are so many other examples, but that is not the case. There are actions of wind, of fire, that are still beyond our knowledge. We do not know all those movements of the wind or of the fire, and obviously not of water either. And there is also activity of solar energy that science is unaware of, and we also are unaware of. But when it does happen, there will be no more time left for scientific research.
realmente que viver coisas inusitadas.
So we will really have to be ready to undergo unprecedented things, not only in regard to the natural elements, but also unprecedented things within ourselves, our psyche, our mind.
Nós teríamos que refletir sobre uma lei.
We should think about a law that is little known in our daily life, because it is a law that is very important for the coming times.
Não é uma lei superficial.
It is not a law of the surface, so much so that we are not used to it. It is the law of materialization. And just as there is a law of materialization, there is the law of dematerialization. We should be somewhat attuned with these laws.
Dentro desta lei da materialização,
within this law of materialization, beings that live on other planes of consciousness that are not physical,
fora do plano físico,
or that live outside of the physical level,
em níveis supra-físicos,
that live and serve on superphysical levels, through the law of materialization, these beings can become materialized. And they can take part in things that happen along with us.
Essas consciências,
these consciousnesses,
ou esses seres supra-físicos,
or these superphysical beings that can become materialized, could already be among us daily without our perceiving them,
aparentemente não tem
because
diferença
it seems that they are not different from us.
Esses seres que podem já estar materializados.
What are those
entre nós,
beings doing? Beings who are perhaps already materialized among us, but who are superphysical. What are they doing?
Deles,
if we are not even aware of them, if we do not even perceive them, if we do not know that we are looking at a superphysical being that has materialized, that intermingles with the others. But if they are here in our midst,
promovendo?
Or if they can be here among us, what are they advocating?
Well,
we agreed to talk about unusual things. So I'm talking about those who become materialized and those who become dematerialized when necessary, as if this were something normal, because it is normal. What we call materialization is the appearance of superphysical realities
or
of objects or beings
visíveis,
that were not visible.
E nesta etapa de transição e de purificação planetária,
in this stage of planetary transition and purification, materializations can become much more frequent than they usually were because of the changes taking place in the magnetic field of the Earth. And the materialization of superphysical beings who can be among us is very important because they change the magnetism around themselves. They change the magnetic atmosphere. They produce changes. And this, of course, brings about a greater sensitivity in us. Materialization of superphysical beings, materialization of foods, materialization of objects are going to be very necessary, especially in situations of calamity and chaos. For example, food may appear, goods may appear, where there was nothing before. Because that food or those goods can become dematerialized where people have deposited them and become materialized where they are needed. You know the story of the loaves and the fishes. Christ materialized baskets full of fish, baskets full of bread. This is the law. All that we are using in our regular way with our criteria, all of this can be moved from one place to another. And this will be something quite normal when certain movements begin to take place.
de materializações,
because if these materializations and dematerializations do not take place, there cannot be even the minimum of organization and of help on the physical level, because humanity is not thinking about these things and is completely unprepared to experience these things. This possibility is not new, and it has been physically demonstrated by various beings who materialize things and materialize objects. Some of the beings that you know quite well, these objects that have sometimes been identified, which we call space vessels, these objects in the sky, these extraterrestrial space vessels, could be materializations of consciousnesses that represent civilizations of the cosmos that have reached advanced levels of evolution, such advanced levels that they can leave their point of origination invisibly and materialize here. Because by being materialized, they can provide a service for the planetary ethers, which is material. They can influence the planetary ether. And these vessels, or these non-terrestrial consciousnesses, can bring many changes. But they also can dematerialize themselves. So there could even be a vessel in here, or a part of a vessel in here. But it could be keeping itself invisible, and so we don't see it. There could also be superphysical beings in here with us, some of them materialized, and who look just like us, and others that are not materialized. And we should begin to open ourselves to these things, because these things are going to be important at a certain point. They are already very significant, because if we were to perceive these things, we would already have reached another point. But let us say that we can become interested, and let us say that we will begin to perceive them. And let us begin to perceive how they function. The same can happen with beings. There may be some of them sitting among you, and others may be materialized only up to the astral level, and therefore not everyone can see them. We need to be open in order to interrelate with those dimensions. We need to open up a space within ourselves in order to acknowledge these things. Not only acknowledge them, but also aspire to recognize these things. Otherwise, things are going to become very difficult, because these beings will only be able to take action up to a certain point, and by not having contact with us, they will only be able to transmit to us or help us very little. Those who are seers will be able to see a superphysical group. Those who are seers will be able to see a superphysical being here in this room who is not visible to physical eyes, that is not materialized. And those who are clairvoyant, which is different than vision, will not only be able to see them, but with clairvoyance, besides seeing them, will know who they are and know what they came to do. Since things are moving very quickly, and we don't know up to what point we are inwardly prepared, it would be good for us to take all this information seriously, because if we take it seriously, and if we keep in mind that nothing is impossible, we could suddenly have an experience of this type, an experience that we never had before. But we would have to allow for these things so that they could descend to our mental level, to our astral level, and eventually reach our etheric level.
de se materializarem.
This would be the case of their becoming materialized on the astral level, but not materializing on the physical level. And here, one would need to be a seer or a clairvoyant in order to know what is happening instead of just seeing it. Because just to see is vision, but to understand clearly is another level of vision.
Se materializam aqui fisicamente,
but if they materialize physically here in order to work among us, it is a question of our being attuned with this subject and of wanting to cooperate with this law of materialization and with this law of dematerialization. If we want to cooperate with this law, if we have this intention, we can begin to have practical experiences. In ancient times, this was the prerogative of few people, of the sensitive. Today, anyone can experience it because things are much closer, things are much more open. And there is the aspect of the need for us to free ourselves a bit from this illusion of form, and so that we can be in closer contact with planes, with levels of consciousness, with dimensions beyond these forms that delude us so much. They deceive us so extensively that we reduce everything to a problem of the economy. So with loans, everything is solved. You are going to see what's going to happen. So certain areas and the presence of certain people further those manifestations of these materializations, so the presence of certain areas or beings can help this happen.
Essas materializações em maior escala que devem acontecer,
the materializations that are to take place in greater number also depend on the basis for operations which are extraterrestrial and active on the etheric planes. These bases are not here on the physical level. No ufologist, no scientist, nobody is able to recognize these bases because they are on the etheric level and are not on the physical level. And these bases, and there are many spread about over the planet, which are extraterrestrial, together with conditions that are unknown to us in the inner part of the earth, form magnetic fields between themselves and the interior of the earth, which further materializations. So what can materialize and what can dematerialize in moments of emergency is unforeseeable. We do not have this experience, and if you tell this to the scientists, they're going to laugh at you. Extraterrestrial bases may be found here above the ground, and below the ground there may be some nuclei functioning within certain advanced laws, and between that base and those nuclei a field of forces is created. These forces transform, materialize, dematerialize whatever is needed to be manifested.
Deve ser regido por,
of course, this has to be governed by intelligences, not by us who don't even know about these things, but this can be governed, it can be guided, it can be controlled by intelligences that are present. And it would be very good if we could contact these intelligences. These intelligences are very close. Only they don't enter the mental plane, because the mental plane has free will and it usually prefers to be out here. However, from the mental plane upward, all these things are present and active, working hard. We are the ones who have to penetrate these regions a little. It is not up to us to explain here what antimatter is, or how to explain the law of antimatter. However, in a brief way, one can say that visible matter and invisible antimatter complement each other. So everything that is material has its antimatter complement on the other planes. Even we have our non-material complement. Matter and antimatter are closely tied. They are complementary. And in the same way that we are so interested in matter, and in the same way that we are so distracted by and so focused on matter, if we turned our attention toward antimatter, toward the counterpart on the other plane, we would have a much better understanding of what we are dealing with. We would understand much better what is happening here. For example, we could much better understand our bodies. We could much better understand our corporeal, physical matters if we had a perception of the counterpart of these things that is on the other level. Some of the beings who used to dematerialize when they wanted to and who used to materialize in other places are very well known. They were very well known and were even historical characters, such as the Count of Saint-Germain, whom you all know, who used to appear in various countries in Europe and used to disappear from where he was. Nobody ever knew of whom he was the offspring or where he had been born, because when he became known, he was already the Count Saint-Germain. And nobody knows where he came from, and also nobody knows where he went. He appeared, lived with kings, with emperors. He interrelated with many beings in Europe, and suddenly he disappeared. And see, we are so funny, because we have never looked into this. We have never asked ourselves how a being could appear as an adult, do all of that, and then vanish. We have never asked ourselves this, and science even less, because when it is a question of intuitive or spiritual matters, science avoids it because it cannot provide any material proof. But we do not need material proof. We are not material science, so we do not need material proof. It is sufficient for us to feel a resonance in our own being about something, and if it resonates, we become linked to that. We make a connection, and then something begins to happen. And also the Tibetan, Dzogchen Khu, the author of so many books written by Alice Bailey, also used to become materialized. It also seems that Padre Pio of Pietrelcina used to become materialized because he used to be in various places, more than one, materialized at the same time. Padre Pio, who is now discarnate, left the physical plane 40 years ago, and now he is present in a superphysical civilization in intraterrestrial dimensions. And Pio said the following: things of the world have to be known to be loved, but divine things must first be loved so that they can then be known. Do you see the difference?
So these things
are not of the normal world. You are not going to be interested in or like these things after they begin happening to you. It's not like this. You are going to experience these things if you love them before experiencing them. This is what Pio is explaining to us.
Nós não temos confirmação delas.
We do not have spiritual things confirmed and then we love them. Either we love these things first or we will never get to know them. This is what he is saying, and this is a law that is not from the earth. So I'm going to repeat. Things of the world have to be known to be loved.
Mas as coisas divinas,
but divine
devem
things
ser amadas
must first
para
be loved
serem
so
conhecidas
that they can then be known.
Entre as coisas divinas que devem ser amadas para serem conhecidas,
among the divine things that should be loved in order to be known,
is
something
Roncador,
that is occurring
no
in the Roncador mountain range here in Brazil. In that place there is something that cannot be known because
conhecer, sem saber.
Nobody loves without knowing what it is.
Amar,
it is one of those things that one first has to love in order to then get to know
um
it and then to have a certain contact with
ali,
it. And what is taking place
Roncador,
there in the Roncador mountain range
eterna,
in the inner
serra,
etheric dimension of those hills
da nova vida que deve emergir,
is part of the new life that is
então,
to emerge,
a, vida nova
a part of it.
Já está emergindo,
so the new life is already emerging,
só que nós não nos pusemos a amá-la,
except that we have not begun to love it because we don't know
it. Assim.
And this is not
precisa
the way.
Primeiro amar
first we have to love
o que vai vir,
what is to come,
ir tomando
so
consciência.
That then we can become aware of it.
Este centro que fisicamente está na Serra do Roncador,
this center which physically is in the Roncador mountain range,
conhecimento antiquíssimo,
is a center of very
é
ancient knowledge.
Reservatórios de conhecimento.
It is one of the repositories of knowledge of the planet.
E ali no Roncador,
and there, in Roncador, precisely in Ibés, which is an invisible planetary center that we must love in order to begin to perceive it and to contact it, there is where the knowledge is to be found on how to reprogram a being so that in the future that person may develop certain abilities.
Essa reprogramação nossa,
that reprogramming of ours, and all of us can be
isto
reprogrammed,
é feito na
is
nossa
done
monada.
Isto é in
feito
our monad.
No nosso espírito.
It is done
a
in our spirit.
Reprogramação
our
não é
reprogramming
feito no plano físico, nem
is
no
not done on the physical level or
isso.
In the genetic
a
code. It doesn't take place
é
here. Our programming takes place in our spirit, in our monad. What we call monad is a nucleus of consciousness of ours that is much deeper than the ego, infinitely deeper, and also deeper than the soul. You may have noticed that the religious organizations do not go beyond the soul because they can control the soul. The soul can be sold here. The soul can become involved here. The soul can become involved with physical matters. So religions like to deal with the soul very much, but they don't deal with the monad because the monad is beyond the control of anything down here, especially of organizations.
É esse nosso núcleo de consciência,
so the monad is this nucleus of our consciousness that is not taught to us in education, that is not taught to us by religions, unless we go and knock on doors of unconventional philosophies that are not being taught in schools. So the monad is our nucleus of consciousness closest to antimatter, closest to non-material life.
Núcleo mais próximo da vida cósmica.
So it is our nucleus that is closest to the cosmic life. It is beyond the soul. And it is there that we can be
então,
reprogrammed.
Em Ibés,
so in Ibés,
no núcleo representado pela Serra do Roncador,
in the nucleus represented by the Roncador mountain range, which is unknown not only to Brazilians but to almost everyone, there on the inner planes, on the invisible planes, some crystals that emit certain rays are used. Those rays come together. They unite and form a single ray, which the priests or scientists or those who are there direct toward a specific area of our brain.
Se nós fôssemos
so if we were
ser que está aberto,
open
que está
individuals,
voltado
if we were
coisas,
interested in these things,
porque com nosso livre-arbítrio ninguém pode mexer.
Because nobody can interfere with our free will. But if we were
coisas,
interested in
então,
these things,
em nós,
then
nesse plano monádico,
on our monadic level, which is not physical and not visible, we could have a small mechanism installed that is also not physical. This is done in the Roncador mountain range. In time, this mechanism, which is not physical, will gradually become materialized. But it doesn't become materialized as a mechanism.
It
will gradually become materialized as what it does, as its work, like a chemical process. And this can be incorporated in our body. So that which is done in Ibês, which nobody knows about, which is our reprogramming, is available to
us.
But we have to be attuned in order to be reprogrammed.
Qual é a diferença entre nós recebermos
what is the difference
reprogramação e não
between
termos
our having received and our not having received this reprogramming?
Nós podemos
with this reprogramming, we can more easily receive teachings coming from on high, the teachings beyond the mind. And the cells of an organism that expands in consciousness can become much more permeable to any information. So, for example, for us to know everything that is going to happen, or for us to have direct instructions about what we are to do in times of emergency, in order for us to recognize extraterrestrial brothers who may or may not be materialized, who are already working among us here, for us to know all this, we have to be reprogrammed. This doesn't happen all of a sudden. The process of inertia of our brain, because our brain is very inert, as you know, and very densified. So all that happens in our brain is filled with inertia. You know that the brain only imagines material things. It only imagines things about this life. The brain doesn't seek to become more subtle. How does a brain become more subtle? It happens when it is thinking about things that are not from here, that are not concerned with this matter. And this reprogramming can help the brain become more subtle. And inertia and densification will gradually come under control. So at this point, it is very important for the process that occurs in Ibês, for this process to take place in beings who are specially dedicated to this one or other. And when they are programmed, that they could either stay here helping in ways they couldn't have done before, or they could go into invisible centers, non-material centers that exist within this planet.
Essa reprogramação é processo usado.
This reprogramming is a process that is used by cosmic beings when they have to get ready for new expansions of consciousness. It is an inner reprogramming, not physical in their case, since they are not physical beings. But at the present time, we have the opportunity to be reprogrammed in the same way as the cosmic beings. So if a cosmic being that is focused, positioned,
fazendo parte de uma grande
that
estrela,
is part of a great star,
no nível cósmico, ele é
reprogramado, is reprogrammed
e ele passa
at a cosmic level.
This cosmic
being
tempo,
becomes a part of another star at the same time.
Esta
the consciousness is expanded.
Aqui,
this reprogramming
nível,
is taking place here,
daqui.
Although not at this level, but for the
e
things from here.
Energéticas são possíveis
and this uplifting of energy is possible
feitas,
on Earth. It can be done.
Nós teríamos que dar alguma resposta
but we would have to respond
algo
to this.
Em nós
something in us
desta
has to shift away from this
muitos
inertia.
Acham que são ativos.
Many think that they are active.
É ilusão,
this is an illusion because they are
material.
Active here
eles
on the material plane. They have to become
internos,
active on the inner planes. Otherwise, they are
esta
sluggish.
Gente que corre o dia inteiro,
those people
que
who run around all day and solve all
inerte.
Kinds of things are inert, seen from a spiritual
aqui?
Point of view.
Tem que fazer
what they do here,
internos.
They have to
tem
do on the inner planes as well.
Internos.
It has to happen on the inner
e
planes.
A mente
and one's mind
colaborar com estas
must
coisas.
Cooperate with all this. A conscious being has to consent for these things to begin to happen because these things are not commonplace, they are not normal things.
Na Serra do Roncador, que é física,
in the Roncador mountain
nível,
range, which
físico,
is physical,
nível,
on its non-physical level, on its superphysical level, there is this center that takes care of all these things,
qual se levam a cabo esses processos
where these processes are carried out to implant
de alguns códigos
certain
com
codes
informações
containing the information
seres cósmicos
which cosmic beings use
em momentos de emergência,
in moments of emergency, in the times
passar.
Which we are going to experience.
Se algo,
if something
momento,
should happen right now,
we
are not reprogrammed
para agir conscientemente
to act
aí.
Consciously
mas
here.
Sendo
but if we
are,
were reprogrammed,
podemos até ser úteis
we could even
momento.
Be useful at the time
e não ficarmos
rather than simply
passivos,
be
um
lethargic,
outro,
running
salvar,
around
salvar
trying to
quê,
save
não?
ourselves. Save ourselves from what?
Então, cada vez
well,
que
whenever
uma monada humana,
a human
cada
monad,
vez que espírito humano
whenever a human spirit
é reprogramado,
is reprogrammed,
então haveria uma
because
grande necessidade
there is a great need for our monads to be reprogrammed.
Porque aí, ela reprogramada,
because when a monad is reprogrammed,
vai ampliar
the monad
o seu
will
conhecimento
expand
cósmico.
Its cosmic
nós,
knowledge.
Monada, temos um certo
as monads, we do
cósmico.
Have a certain amount of cosmic
mas
knowledge,
a monada reprogramada
but the reprogrammed monad
um
will have a far
maior.
Greater cosmic knowledge.
E isso é implantado na genética da monada.
And this is implanted in the genetic structure of the monad, in Ibis.
A consciência se amplia.
So one's consciousness
de uma
expands.
Forma, uma forma inimaginável.
In an
nós
unbelievable
não podemos imaginar
way, we cannot imagine the extent
de consciência
of the expansion of consciousness. We would experience when our monad
isso.
Is reprogrammed. We cannot imagine this. And we cannot imagine
conhecer.
The spheres we would
mas
get to know.
Podem passar
but
por
monads
esse
can go through this process.
Veja, nós teríamos
see,
que estar mais
we should be more interested in the processes of the soul and in the processes of the monad and not be engrossed
aqui.
Only in
porque
the things that are happening here, because the things that happen here are beyond recovery.
Aqui,
these things
ser da
here
possível,
are to be kept up as far as possible, but we already
tudo.
Know what is going
vai
to happen to everything.
Economia,
what is going to happen is just like
volta.
What is taking place with the economy, and
então,
there's no going back.
Os núcleos de consciência superiores
so the higher nuclei of consciousness and these monads
conduzidas nós, não as nossas monadas,
are gradually guided, we, our monads, toward cosmic activities that bring greater consciousness to these groups of monads, to these groups of spirits, these groups of souls.
Vai surgir um novo processo de adquirir conhecimento.
And in this way, a new process for gaining knowledge will emerge.
Ter conhecimento de outro jeito.
A different way of acquiring knowledge is in store for us, which is not by going to school and reading books and receiving things that someone else has compiled. This is going to end. This is not the way to receive knowledge. These are material issues that can be passed on to us, but knowledge is not material. And this way of transmitting information here on earth is no good for this. It is no good for these things. We would really have to have the intention. We would really have to be open in order to begin. Because in this way, in an unexplainable way, we would even acquire some wisdom. And that process is very common on other planets. On other planets, there is no striving to learn the way there is here. On other planets, there is no kind of study such as we know. There's no filling your mind with concepts where you end up with a headache, or where you have a brain hemorrhage, or you die with a brain choked up with things that have no connection with current reality, because it is all old knowledge that is deposited there. Nothing new enters in this way. Things that are truly new do not enter in this way, in the way taught here on earth. Things truly new enter on the higher planes, through our reprogramming, and afterwards they can be projected here, afterwards they can flow here. And this is the way it is done on other planets, for our brothers to acquire other knowledge. There the degree of evolution of monads is greater than here. So some knowledge can fit into our monads, but in beings from Venus, from Mercury, from those planets that are far more advanced than Earth, those essences can absorb much more knowledge. But for us to enter into this life, which is not really physical, for us to enter into this life, for us to enter into this rhythm, or for us to begin to glimpse those realities, we need to prepare ourselves, because, to repeat, free will is a mental law, and no higher plane transgresses laws. No spiritual teacher from a higher level imposes any knowledge on us. Our mind that has free will must become open for this to happen. Our mind that has free will to open or not to open to this, or open to what it wants, and one can see to what it is open. You can see what happens in a city like this one, what the mind is open to. You can see what this city is like, the chaos, the filth of this city. And the mind has to begin to open up, but it has to want to open up. While its desires are more focused on what is external, on what is material, the other desire remains very, very tiny. The other desire does not expand. The other desire does not make itself felt. So then all those other matters remain on our higher planes and do not descend here into life. Do you see why suddenly a wave will have to come and cover all of that and wash all of it, and begin all over again, because there's no solution for this here. If the programming doesn't change, if this system doesn't change. During the last periods of Atlantis, Atlantis is not mentioned very much by schools because they avoid it and do not look for anything about it. But during the last periods of Atlantis,
reprogramar
an attempt was
made número de mônadas
to reprogram a large number of monads
na Atlântida,
so that in Atlantis we could have already received this programming
e que já na Atlântida,
and that in Atlantis we could have already been participating more actively in this evolutionary process of the planetary being, of the being of the planet. But in Atlantis, because of free will, it was not possible to reprogram the number of monads that had been foreseen, which was part of the plan, because the free will of the dense bodies was focused on other things, and we can see how it all ended.
Que lição nós tiramos da Atlântida?
So what lesson do we get from Atlantis?
Tiramos dali?
What lesson do
tiramos
we get from
lição
that?
De que nós
the lesson we learn is that we could already be on another level of consciousness. We could already be reprogrammed for current knowledge. But the bodies stopped it. In that period, the bodies stopped it. The bodies that existed refused it.
So
only a few monads were reprogrammed. So this is a work that has been delayed here on Earth. We should already have begun this period with this work completed. Therefore, among us, among terrestrials, there are souls that are very eager
nestas coisas.
To reach that point
as
again.
Almas estão muito
the souls are very eager.
As almas estão ficando inquietas.
The souls are becoming agitated because they should already be involved
então,
in these
esta
things.
Altura, já estão
they
numa
are
inquietude
restless already.
Que nós,
and we, from ignorance
e por não termos prática,
and from not having
experience
in perceiving what is going on in the soul, we interpret this disquiet as something else. And we live this disconnected life, this restless life, this life of movement. This is a restlessness of the soul that reflects in our bodies, that reflects in our ego. So we go from place to place, from place to place, from thing to thing, without finishing anything, and without dealing with anything that is essential, because we only deal with external things, with things on the physical level, with psychological things, just imagine.
Entre nós,
among us, there are those beings
que já estão
who already perceive
a avidez da própria
the
alma.
Eagerness of their own souls,
e precisam saber canalizar
and they have to know
para o que a alma
how to channel
está
this
querendo.
Toward what the soul really wants.
Que nenhuma alma
because
está
no soul
para que você tenha
is
mais
eager
coisas.
For you to have more things.
Nenhuma alma está
no soul is eager for you to
saúde.
Have better health.
Não cuida disso.
The soul is not concerned with this.
A alma está ávida
the soul is eager
para conhecer certas coisas.
To know certain
a alma está ávida
things. The soul is
para
eager
viver certas
to live certain things on its own level.
Então, nós teríamos que, a esta altura,
so at this point,
se queremos colaborar
if we want
para que este atraso diminua,
this delay become
para que este
atraso shorter,
não fique
so
tão
that this
patente,
delay is not so conspicuous,
internamente,
inwardly,
nos
we would have
um
to become a little more responsible
interior,
for our inner process,
isso,
turn to it and
um
take on a little more
interior,
of our own inner process. And some can even place this inner
lugar,
process ahead of everything else.
Pode acontecer é uma grande
and then life
na vida.
Can take a great turnaround. And here we have a very delicate matter. When we talk about a great turnaround in life, people say, but am I going to move out of this apartment and go and live in a hovel over there? That's how it begins. Am I going to give up my status where I am so well? They think they are doing so well, using what belongs to others, because those who have more than they need are using what others do not have. But people feel confident until one day they wake up, they open their eyes and see that they are misappropriating, they are not using, they are exploiting.
Mônadas reprogramadas
reprogrammed monads should already be confirming this in the souls, and awakened souls should already be transmitting this to the brain.
Os centros planetários, Erques,
the planetary centers, Erques, Aurora, Mirnaja, these planetary centers that very few people know about and that filter all the cosmic energy to the planet, they are the centers that really guide the planet within a certain plan. Right now, at this very moment, these centers are demagnetizing certain areas to set them free from certain impurities. And these demagnetized areas and free of certain impurities, these areas can create situations. They can create study groups, groups of lives, that are relevant to the current planetary situation. Because, as you can see, the things we experience have nothing to do with the current planetary situation. We are living experiences that go against the current, that make the planet worse and worse, and nobody lifts a finger to do the opposite. So these areas, mainly Erques, Aurora, and Mirnajan, what we are saying applies to right now. Other centers may begin to become active like these three. These are to create areas on the physical level that can sustain our lives in such a way that we can attune with what is taking place.
Lá em Figueira, já estamos materializando dois monastérios.
In Figueira, two monasteries are already becoming materialized, one masculine and one feminine. And these must be areas that relate to this vibration.
No Roncador, em Ibês, estão guardadas todas as informações.
All the information
para isto tudo ser criado,
to create this and bring this in is stored in Roncador, in Ibês. Just think of it.
De outras galáxias,
beings from other galaxies,
seres de outros mundos,
beings from other worlds,
vindo à Terra,
have been coming to Earth in consciousness
para entrar em contato
to interrelate
com estas coisas
with
aqui.
What goes on here.
Esta é uma colaboração.
This is a kind of collaboration that the planet Earth can give to many other worlds that are much richer and much wiser than it. But in this aspect, this is a source of inspiration. And many beings from other galaxies come here to learn about certain processes, and we do not even know about these things. Because when certain civilizations out there receive some components that exist here, they can evolve more extensively. And this is unknown to the entire scientific world and to most people. This can be brought into our knowledge because our monad can be reprogrammed, and suddenly we can become aware of this. This can descend into our mind if we want it, because free will is sacred. If we are not interested, or if we are more interested in something else rather than this, we are not ready. We are not prepared, and nothing happens. We simply know it theoretically, as we are getting to know right now this in this moment. But what we know now in this moment is not enough. We have to experience it. We have to really live this. Otherwise, it is just something theoretical. And if it remains theoretical, we do not become transformed. We think we become transformed, but we go on living as we always lived. Our life is literally outside of the law, outside of all higher law. There is no life on earth within higher law. So there is no one who does not have to change his or her way of life immediately and get to see this. There is nothing to hold on to in our life, nothing. You can see how this reprogramming cannot be imprinted on the brain, because if it were, we would have a brain hemorrhage, or we would get ulcers in various parts of the body. Impossible. But it is good to know this, because a certain attunement already begins to take place, and none of us can know how far this reprogramming can go and how this reprogramming can flow, how it can project or can change something. There is no more time to change a great deal, as you know, because these things are not meant for the coming generations. These things are for now. In some places, they are already happening. Nearly all of the North Pole is already becoming water, and other things here in Antarctica are already quickly changing. They are cracking, breaking up. So things have reached a point where there is nothing more to hope for.
Cada vez que de nós começa a superar o seu livre-arbítrio,
each time we begin to overcome our free will, this opens a door within us,
que aquilo que está sendo
so that
colocado
what is being placed
níveis superiores
in our higher levels
comecem a tornar
begins
a nossa
to
vida
make
aqui
our
um
life here
diferente.
A little different.
E isto nos daria
and this would make it possible for us to take on certain broader tasks within this
Porque
evolutionary
o ser
design.
É passivo
because humans are passive within evolutionary law. The law of evolution advances, things gradually change, and they don't even know what is changing in themselves. Humans don't even know that their genetic code is being changed. So you can see the state of this surface humanity. It is not aware of anything. It is not even aware that its genetic code is being changed within its consciousness. Just look at our state of inertia, our state of conformity with all that has nothing to do with this reality, with all those things that are carrying the planet towards disaster. In Ibis and in these inner nuclei, there are beings
mais amplamente
who
conosco.
Can collaborate more widely
mas
with us.
É preciso que a gente se abra um
but
pouco
we have
aqui
to open up these lower nuclei
um
a bit. We have to open up our minds, our astral level, our physical level with our actions as well.
Um
we have to open up somewhat so that these things can
e
descend and thus for them to interact directly with us. I don't know how many
momento.
Of these may be in here right now. They could be talking with us. They could be meeting us. They could be conversing with us. They could be doing with each of you what I am doing right here. They could be. They are in here. But they cannot do more than what is going on in here because we are not capable of perceiving, of communicating, of receiving. So they do what they can. They are present here, changing the magnetic environment. It's all they can do. But to talk with us, there is a possibility that we would even go to a psychoanalyst to find out what happened. The risk is there.
Esses núcleos superiores necessitam para começarem a descer.
Well, in order to begin to descend, to begin to teach here, those higher nuclei need, because here many things are going to happen that we are not even in the least capable of living or solving. So these higher nuclei need us to consciously cooperate with this. They need us to change our state of consciousness so that these contacts can take place.
devem ser retomados.
These contacts must be taken up again because they did exist in the past. They even began way back in Atlantis. They existed in the past. And these planetary centers, Ex, Aurora, and Mirna Jan, at this time, are striving to bring about these contacts. But this is not unilateral. We have to make a move toward this.
Nós não teríamos que nos deixar levar tanto.
We must not allow ourselves to be carried away by certain daily details that are not the least bit important in the register of things. And as our goal, we should have inner things, inner worlds, inner beings, inner civilizations.
Reprogramar as nossas metas.
We should reprogram our goals.
Para que essa reprogramação na mônada,
so that this reprogramming in the monad, if it is taking place in us, can gradually be reflected here.
Não seria possível.
See, it would not be possible for a human being who has not already begun to be reprogrammed to hear these things. The person would have already stood up and left. It would not be possible for him or her to have stayed and listened to these things, which are not concerned with any worldly interests, these things that pay no dividends, these things that don't provide food, these things that don't give good health, all these things that we run after, these things that don't give us pleasure. It's not possible for human beings to sit and listen to this if a certain reprogramming had not already begun. So we should look at ourselves in a different way and maybe take on a little more responsibility for our state. Because if we are listening to this, and if we are interested, something is happening in us. We should be asking ourselves, what is happening? And place this at an interest level that is as high as or higher than all other interests which are of no use at all. They are of no use at all in these matters.
Esses centros planetários estão tentando.
This is what these planetary centers are attempting to pass on to us, what they are trying to get us to understand.
Esses centros estão fazendo esse trabalho e toda essa
These centers are doing this work and the entire brotherhood is very close. Otherwise, we would not even be able to talk about these things. There would be no ambience for this if they were not very close.
É bom que a gente saiba.
But it is good for us to know when the situation becomes hypercritical, because in certain places critical times have already arrived, but in those places it concerns other people and we don't even perceive it, we don't feel it, we don't perceive anything at all. It's as though the people in Africa were on another planet. We are not in the least bit interested in what is happening there. These things are a high risk for our eternal life because we are one in this humanity. In these hypercritical moments that are near, all of those who are watching over us will not be able to take care of us in the hypercritical times. These things have already fulfilled their role and they are already being withdrawn to those monadic or supramonadic levels. So we have to physically and consciously dedicate ourselves to this so that we should not unexpectedly find that the thread has snapped and then ask ourselves, where are we? What is missing? What is missing are those presences that are holding everything together. They are here in a certain way maintaining a magnetic field in which we feel relatively balanced and harmonized. But when they have to withdraw, because they cannot stay on in a planet undergoing convulsions, and they will have to withdraw to higher planes. And here we are going to feel quite lost. So we have to take care of this a little. We have to take care of this.
Uma pessoa pergunta se nestas crises que o planeta está passando, o que mais podemos fazer?
Someone is asking what else we can do besides pray in the crisis that the planet is going through. So what do we understand by prayer? Each one understands prayer as he or she wishes. What we understand by prayer is the priority service now for this time. Today, prayer is a priority. However, we understand that prayer is not simply saying things. What we understand by prayer is to be really focused on the Most High, focused on the Most High, perhaps calling out and loving that which is high, begging the Most High. And in this way, by concentrating on the Most High, we begin to be channels of the energy from the Most High. This is someone in prayer.
Então, se você se volta para o alto,
so if you focus on the Most High, if you turn to the Most High, if you want to seek the Most High, you unconsciously become a channel of the energies of the Most High. At this point, your prayer really has an effect. Here you are really praying. You are not only doing, but something is taking place through you.
Então, orar é realmente a prioridade.
So to pray
hoje
is really
é a prioridade.
Priority.
Nós precisamos
today it is the priority.
Orar.
We
isto
need
é
to pray. This is priority.
Porque isto, segundo aqueles que sabem,
because according
é
to those who know, this is the only thing
outra.
That will solve things. There is nothing else. It's no use looking for other things to solve this current situation other than prayer. There is nothing else. But you turn to the Most High. You penetrate all those planes. And at the peak of your devotions, you reach a certain plane, a certain level, a certain energy, and you serve as a channel. And then you are going to radiate that here. And in this way, you are really praying in these current times so that your prayer is effective not only for you and not only as an offering to the One, because the One doesn't need any offering. The One doesn't need an offering. We need to pierce this layer of ignorance, and we have to allow what comes from there to flow in order to cooperate with this which is being carried out on the higher levels and which cannot be fulfilled here because there is nobody interested. That is, people are not changing things that demonstrate that they are interested. They are interested in an intellectual way, in a mental way, but they are not living that interest because their life is not changing. They keep on doing the same things outside of all higher laws and inside all the laws from here. This is undeniable. I'm not talking about the laws of the earth. I'm talking about higher laws.
Vai fazer além de orar,
so
eu não
what
sei.
One can do besides
seria
praying, I don't know.
Mentira, dizer, olha,
it would be a lie to tell you, oh, go and do this, and go and do that, go and work in a hospital, and go and sweep the roadway. If you were to pray, to pray is what we have been talking about. If you were to pray, you would really be doing something. What it is, we don't know. And you don't even have to know. But it is really the only thing that has to be done.
Não se conhece outra.
We know no other.
Alguém pode ainda duvidar disso.
Somebody
mas daqui
may
a pouco
still doubt this,
vocês vão
but soon
ver isto na prática.
You will experience
e fora
this.
Da oração, não
so
vai
besides
ter nada
prayer,
a fazer.
There is nothing that can
isto
be done.
Vocês vão ver daqui a pouco.
You are going to see this bem, soon.
Muito obrigado a todos.
Thank you very much to all of you.